the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya sari'a rida, ighfir li man la yamliku illa ad-du'a, fa innaka fa'alun lima tasha'.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء O he whose pleasure is quickly achieved, forgive him who owns nothing but supplication, for you do what you will.
يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء
O he whose name is remedy, whose remembrance is cure and whose obedience is wealth.
ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء.
Have mercy upon him whose capital is hope and whose weapon is tears. Brothers and sisters, Allah's pleasure is quickly achieved by a servant who is under his wrath due to wrongdoing and has resorted to beseeching and repentance afterwards. Because Allah's mercy, Allah's love, Allah's generosity, it is infinite. And that's why someone who has committed sins for even years without any lapses is forgiven by only a moment of repentance, by only a moment of regret. And his few deeds are accepted and attended to. Of course, he has to make up for what he has skipped of his actions, obligatory actions, and the rights of the people whom he has missed, of course. But his repentance, his regret is accepted. Therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, after the divine phrase, O whose pleasure is quickly achieved. Ya sari' al-rida states, اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء. Forgive him who owns nothing but supplication. Why? Because a real sincere supplication implies the supplicant's poverty and meanness, and that he owns no means of worship. He owns nothing of obedience or good deeds to be forgiven for. That he owns no benefit or loss. He cannot remove any evil or gain any good. The supplicant has not come to Allah's presence but with your assistance and mercy. If Allah, your mercy, had not attracted him, the supplicant could not utter the supplicating phrases. He couldn't have said even a word of these supplicating phrases. And he could not weep for some moments. Such a servant, of course, is worthy of your mercy and benevolence. He should call upon you. The generous does not ask a poor servant about what he has brought. Rather, he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, asks about what he wants. So you have said that if the servant comes one step towards me, I would take 10 steps towards him. My Lord, I am so needful, I am so disabled that I cannot come towards you even as much as one step. But I want to. You take a step towards me that so that I would get free of satanic desires and carnal soul, so that I would get subjected to your mercy.
Readily please forgive one who owes nothing but supplications to you. You do what you will. Oh, he whose name is the remedy and whose remembrance is a sure cure for all ailments, and obedience to whom makes one self-sufficient. Have mercy on one whose only asset is hope, and whose only armor is weeping. O he who perfected all bounties, and who wards off all misfortune. O light who illuminates those who are in darkness. O omniscient, who knows without learning, bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and do unto me in accordance with that which befits you.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. With us too, it's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks to the Almighty Allah by calling him Ya Sari al-Ridha. This calling him, O whose pleasure is quickly achieved, can mean two things. The first is that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is teaching us that you have to return to Almighty Allah knowing that He is Sari al-Ridha. If you want to supplicate to your Lord, if you want to talk to your Lord, if you want to be forgiven, you have to realize that He is the only one who is Sari al-Ridha. He is the only one who is quickly achieved. Because you have got nothing to present to Him, you have got nothing to be forgiven for, but yet, even at this moment, He is Sari al-Ridha. Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us the method, the prerequisite of acceptance of supplications. اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء. Yet, even this sinful, regretful servant has one thing, and that is nothing but supplication. Ya Sari al-Ridha, O the one whose pleasure is quickly achieved, forgive him who owns nothing, not even a single good deed, but illa du'a, but supplication. فَإِنَّكَ فَعَالٌ لِمَا تَشَى. So you do what you will. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through